All right, hello people. Welcome back to yet another episode of the Sweeper Podcast. Today, the hosts are Boss and Arvin.
So, folks, so Boss, let me talk to you first. I have been open about my feelings of Barcelona, how we need change. Remember the first episode we ever recorded in our podcast? Mm-hmm. It was about Barcelona, and it was about what they need to do. The club has outdid itself. It has taken again. Boss, I cried when I heard it. Bartomeu is out. You have heard me in the past 4 years. Past 4 years, I've been complaining about this man, telling this guy needs to go. This guy needs to go if this club needs to reach somewhere. And I kept saying, since the start of the season, I said, I don't expect much from Barcelona this season. Well, that's changed now. January transfer window is coming. Everything is coming. Bartomeu is out. Folks, we Barca fans should be celebrating. There is no sleeping tonight. There's no sleeping after the game against Juventus. I don't care what the result is. I'm ordering pizza. I'm ordering Coke. And I'm going to watch it. I'm going to enjoy this match because finally we are playing without chains. Finally we are playing without... Boss, I can't tell you how happy I am about this. I just can't. Go ahead, boss.
Well, firstly, congratulations that all the Barcelona dreams fans have finally come true, and I think with this recognition of Bartomeu, the club should be moving to the right direction now because Messi has won the fight, although I'm still convinced that he will probably leave the club come end of the season, but definitely Messi will feel a lot more at ease now being at the club because not just Messi though, like the senior players like Piqué and, you know, other players who, you know, were against the board. And, yeah, I mean, I can just congratulate you on this, you know. So, well, it was a surprise that Bartomeu, I mean, not a surprise, but now that Bartomeu has actually resigned for Barcelona, can you actually elaborate on why, like, the events which led to this?
First, boss, it is a huge surprise because for the past 4 years, we have been hearing that he's going to resign, he's going to resign, he's going to resign every single day or every next week. We used to hear that he's going to resign, this board is going to resign and someone is going to take over. We got tired of it. In fact, recently, I was talking to a friend and saying it could actually be possible right after El Clasico. And he said, bro, we have heard this enough. It's over. He's not going to resign. We have to wait till the elections next year. And right after he said that, there was Bartomeu went on a press conference and said that he's not going to resign. He can't do that to this club. That club has to make decisions every day. If he resigns, that will be bad for the club. Blah, 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 blah. Although, yes, we all were crying. Please leave. What led to this? Well, we already know. For the past 4 years, Barcelona have been a laughingstock. Like, on the pitch, yeah. You can't blame Bartomeu, but yes, you can. So people say on the pitch, how can Barcelona put all the blame on Bartomeu? How is this? How is that? I'll tell you, it starts from the top. Everything of this club starts from the top. I can give a simple example in world football. There was a time when Chelsea was known as a club which used to loan every single player.
Yeah.
And there used to be uncertainty to a lot of things at Chelsea. In fact, Chelsea, I used to make fun of Chelsea a lot. Since Chelsea changed that one thought, look where they're reaching. They're considered one of the top in the world with one of the best young teams with the most scope for the future. So please don't tell me that off the field, what happens, the decisions the president makes doesn't affect on the field. So the decisions, the transfers, ever since Neymar left, it has been disarray. I'll tell you, we bought Dembele. It was a panic buy. We bought Coutinho, mm-hmm. but that Coutinho has been the only signing which I would say, which this board has properly done since 2015, since 2016, that actually made sense to the club. The remaining signing does not make sense. And this board was stuck in between two sides. Should we go with Young?
Yeah.
Should we go? It did not have a plan. Okay, now what led to it? There we go. All this happened. And we kept thinking that the players did not blame the board and everything. And Barcelona fans mm-hmm. thought that we are alone in this, that the players actually supported this board. Suddenly, Messi comes out and says he wants to leave. That changed everything, boss. Because if you go to that interview, he did not say he doesn't like the club. He's willing to commit to a club which makes him happy. And this board could not have made him happy because they have no plan. He said that since a few years, the board did not have a plan. And since then, everything has changed. Piqué has come out and spoken. Piqué came out and spoke right before the El Clásico, if I'm not wrong, or right after. But yes, boss, yes. I have to openly say that all this, everything leading up to it, I think it started with Messi saying that. And then, because, you know, between these years, after, I think the Juve loss, there was another, against Juve, we lost 3-0, if I'm not wrong. But against yes. Roma, after that, there was another vote of no confidence held. But what happened was they did not get enough signature. But this one actually got 20,000 signatures, which was huge, boss, which was huge. So that was instrumental. So you could see the events slowly leading up to it. But then one day before he actually announced his resignation, he said he's not going to resign. So we all were like, oh, come on. He's just going to delay it forever. You know what I think? This mm-hmm. is my opinion. Bartomeu yeah. only cares about the financial aspect of the club. Because credit to him, Barcelona has grown financially very high. We have one of the best social media presence in world football. We have the best social media presence in world football. And we have one of the best financial circumstances. Even after COVID, we are able to support ourselves. Although with these high wages, with all these high wages and everything. So that's huge. Because if we reduce these wage bills, which Barca has ample amounts of, it's going to be helpful if you think the financial power. But what next, boss? That's the main thing. What do you got to say about the events that led up to it? Because it's very, I personally think Messi is the reason why this all happened. And he's smiling right now. He's happy.
Well, I can agree with that. Messi would definitely be happy right now. Actually, you talked about Barcelona not having a direction, I would say, you know, of the club where they're heading. I mean, a lot of teams like, let's just say Chelsea, right now, they seem to have a direction moving forward. Man City, maybe Liverpool had a direction moving forward. And Barcelona, yeah, like they had a project. Even Bayern Munich to some extent. Dortmund as well. And other teams, you know, mostly of the top teams in Europe had a project going on. But as for Barcelona, they looked, you know, they looked lost. They didn't know where to go. They didn't know. You were right. I mean, they didn't know whether they wanted to sign young players and build from them, or they wanted to sign players at their prime age and build on them. And we saw that with the signings of Griezmann, Coutinho, and Dembele, which three of these signings cost over 100 million. And I think the best signings is Coutinho, and he hasn't, you know, I have to say that he hasn't like lit Europe on fire after his move to Barcelona. And Dembele has been out injured most of the time. And Griezmann as well hasn't really, you know, been in the top form he was when he was at Atletico. But I mean, now that Bartomeu is out, I think, and if someone comes up and replaces him and actually get the club moving into the right direction, because as we have talked in previous episodes about Barcelona, that they have a lot of young talents, you know, like Pedri, Trincao, Ansu, Fati, Rondon, Araujo. I mean, so many top talents coming up from the La Masia, which is quite usual. But what now? Like, what's going on with the club? Who are the targets? What's the aim? Because right now, well, Barcelona is still a top club with its rich history and, you know, what they have done. But right now, they're not up there in Europe, you know, in the past three seasons, because they have been knocked out in the quarterfinals and the semifinals in a really, really embarrassing way, I would say. The 3-0 against Juventus was one. The 3-0 loss to Roma was one. And the 4-0 loss to Liverpool in the semis was one. And, well, I would have to say that now, well, the Barca fans are obviously happy, but, you know, it's not done yet. It's not over, because the club still has to, you know, find their path back to glory. And all right then, what should Barcelona do now to rebuild this team, and what can we expect from them?
I got a message for Barcelona fans. Everything, so this is based on what you just said, boss. We are at a situation where we are not dominating in Europe. And that's new for most millennial Barca fans, that anyone born after 1998 would only know success of Barcelona, but we forget. And I'm personally one of them. I'm only 18 years old, boss. I've never seen the hard times of Barcelona. This is the first time I'm seeing a hard time, hard face of Barcelona. But we got to remember, say back in 1936, during the Spanish Civil War, when we were banned, and in the 1980s, when we were struggling to light up, this was the same situation. Club was struggling much worse than it is now. Was the board mismanaged situation? Yes, but we gotta still believe that if we were the club that once back then became the club that dominated Europe, that dominated club football, there has been no club in the world as good as the era of Barcelona between 2008 to 2012. There has been no club in the world even close to as good as that ever in history of football. If we could have got that from all the way from the thoughts of Johan Cruyff in 1970s, we're going to believe that we can do now. Now, what should we look forward to? There are two main candidates. I'll explain the first one, but the second one is more likely to win. The first candidate for presidency is Joan Laporta. Now, he's a world he's a famous name in Barcelona because he is the one who actually got Pep and all those youngsters, 2007, 2008, 2008, he took over. And from 2009, we started winning. So Joan Laporta is given all the credit for our past successes, every single one of it, because Pep is his friend. And he has a lot of support of the Barcelona community because he's the one who actually stood behind Pep to use all those young players when there was calls for, why did you sell Deco? Why did you sell Ronaldinho? Laporta is the one who did that. So you could imagine how many people support him. And I personally like Laporta coming back. But boss, I gotta go for the second option. His name is Victor Font. Now, if we had the option of Laporta and then we had any other person, I would obviously choose Laporta. Who wouldn't choose a person who has already done it? But Victor, this guy is nuts, boss. He's nuts. Since 2016, he's so crazy into the details. Okay, 2020, we will do this. 2021, we'll do this. 2022, we'll do this. 2023, we'll do this. He is so precise on the details that it makes sense. He has planned everything out even before Bartomeu left. He has created contingency plans. This is what we need. A person who can make sure the club, everyone in the club follows the same direction. There was an epic mismanagement under Bartomeu. The manager, what the manager wanted, the club, what the club wanted, was two different things. But Font has promised that he will bring Xavi back. He has promised. You know, Xavi has actually been training his people like Jordi Cruyff, training his technical staff to actually prepare for Barcelona. You know that?
Yeah. No.
So imagine that. Yes, that's what Xavi said, that he did not want to join Barca, but he's training people like Jordi Cruyff and all those people to be part of his technical staff, his backing staff, his coaching, his training, everything, so that he can return to Barcelona. And that's the biggest thing, boss, that Victor Font wants him back. But the sad thing is that Ronald Koeman will have to go, but I personally want Victor Font because he has planned everything. And that's what we need, a person who will slowly but surely bring the club. Because whatever he has enlisted, bringing back Xavi, keeping Messi, but... see, here's the problem. We keep talking about the old players and everything about Barcelona. But look, as soon as Luis Suarez left, who was better than Suarez in striking? If Piqué goes away, who's going to play if Araujo gets injured or Longley gets injured? It doesn't make sense. What Barca fans calls for does not make sense unless we get players good enough to replace them, if that makes sense, boss.
Yeah. I mean, you know, Piqué and Suarez and Alba have... Messi have set such high standards, even Iniesta and Xavi, to be precise, because I don't think anyone has actually replaced them yet. I mean, De Jong is there, but he is, you know, he's not anywhere near them as of now. And
Coutinho is the player who was brought to replace Iniesta, and he has done a great job based on what he can. In the literal, he was made to play the Iniesta role, and right now too, he's playing the Iniesta role, and he's doing great. I got to give that to him. But yes, I'll tell you, replacing is not what we not want. We need new approaches. That's what. You'll never find a Xavi. You'll never find an Iniesta. You'll never find a David Villa. You'll only find new approaches. And Partey is giving us that approach. We have the youngest squad in La Liga, and that is what, why we need to be positive about the future. Barca fans, culés, we got this because we have the youngest squad. Whoever the next president, Joan Laporta or Victor Font. And I hope even if one of them wins, the other is put in the cabinet so they can suggest to each other that we have something to build on. We have, if any club can do it, it's Barcelona, because no other club in the world has such a structure in place. The youngest, lots of talent coming from La Masia. If any club can, and such financial strengths, immediate problems are there, like wage bill, older players. But I think we can do this. We need to look for players who can compete. See, PK won't leave. PK won't retire. Why? Because he knows if he retires, Barcelona are in trouble. They don't have a center back. If you fill that role, then PK can. PK loves the club. Busquets loves the club. Alba loves the club. It's a boyhood club. So we got this, boss. We only have positive things to look forward to. And one day we'll compete. We can compete as soon as 1 year from now, when the player's mentality changes and understands that the board is actually with them and not against them. That we are all moving in one direction. The clubs, the fans. You know, Victor Font wanted a system in place where it's everything is digitalized, that a person in India can also become a member of the club, a socio. But Bartomeu said, no, he needs, if you want to be a member of the club, you need to come to Barcelona and hand over the paper directly. So all these kind of things, making the fans a part of the club, make in a more important way, and then making the club and the club having backing the players, backing Messi. I don't think Messi will leave if he sees that there is a plan. I don't think so. He might. And if he does, then it's still a win-win, as I explained. But yes, we have a plan and we're going to do it, boss. Family opinion. What do you
got to
say?
Oh, well, yeah. I mean, you know, listening from you, it kind of reminds me a bit of Chelsea last season, because I kind of think that the feelings you get now is kind of like what I got last season when Chelsea had a young squad and, you know, we were moving towards the right direction with a change in the board's, you know, plans and structure. I think Barcelona is going through the same phase. Well, you know, they're changing the internal structure of the club. They're changing their ideology. Not changing, I think. Yeah. I would say they're changing their ideology back to, you know, Barcelona. Or maybe they're trying to change their approach, which is a good sign. And, you know, we all know that a club, to become a top club, the players, the managers, the board, you know, has to work together to make that team a success and win trophies and become a top team, you know. And yeah, I think with now Bartomeu actually resigning, Barcelona is there getting on track again.
I totally agree. It's the start of a change now. Work is not done, you're right, but it's the start of a change, and I'm happy. I'm good. This is a new age, the dawn of a new era is beginning, and we gotta be happy as Barcelona fans. That's it.
Yeah. All right, guys. Then that would be it for our episode. If you like, please do follow us, subscribe, like, and we'll see you on the next episode.
And now.
Oh, shit. I didn't stop yet.